Defending the truth of the gospel because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the Bible Answer Man is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. To join us on air to ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We begin the broadcast today with my conversation in just a few moments with Dr. Gary Burge. He's a professor of New Testament at Wheaton. He's an author of a very important book, Whose Land, Whose Promise. Of course, he's written many other books as well. You can find those books on the World Wide Web at equip.org. The reason I want to talk to Dr. Gary Burge is we are attempting all this month to bring a big issue to the fore. It is encapsulated in a DVD with God on Our Side. And I want to set up this interview by simply pointing out that biblical theology knows nothing whatsoever of racism. Nor does biblical theology justify ethnic cleansing based on the pretext of a promise made to Abraham. Rather, according to Scripture, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. In other words, there is no distinction between Israel and the church based on race. And the Apostle Paul made that abundantly plain when he said, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." In other words, if you belong to Christ, regardless of your gender, regardless of your station in life, regardless of your genealogy, then you are Abraham's seed. You are an heir according to the promise. The bottom line is that Scripture emphasizes faith, not genealogy. And therefore, as Christians, we have always believed in one people of God based on relationship, not on race. The problem today is that modern Christian controversialists divide people into categories, and that on the basis of race rather than the basis of relationship. The first class is said to consist of Jews. The second class is said to consist of Gentiles. Now, the good news for the Jews is that on the basis of their race, they have a divine right to the land of Palestine. The bad news is that as a direct result of the crucifixion of Christ, 21st century Jews will soon die in an Armageddon, at least so it is said, that will make the Nazi Holocaust pale by comparison. Put another way, before all Israel will be saved, a majority of Israelis must be slaughtered. And this has been made popular in a lot of current books. I think of The End Times Controversy, edited by Tim LaHaye, where he points out that when Jacob's descendants rejected and crucified Christ, they suffered two distinct consequences. The first was that the flock of Israel was dispersed, but the second is the death of two-thirds of the flock. And when will that happen? Well, it supposedly is going to happen during a great tribulation when Israel will suffer tremendous persecution. And then two-thirds of them will die in a bloody Holocaust, and that is right around the corner. That is something that Jews can anticipate any moment according to this theory. The theory of two peoples of God has chilling consequences, not only for Jews, but also for Palestinian Arabs. Palestinians today form the largest displaced people group in the world. Now, I'll be talking in just a moment to Dr. Gary Burge, who explains that Israeli historians now talk about the mass and planned expulsion of the Palestinians. This is an early form of ethnic cleansing, says Dr. Burge. The most troubling national confession has been the destruction of at least 400 Palestinian villages, the ruin of dozens of Arab urban neighborhoods, and several massacres that would motivate the Arab population to flee. In other words, we now have the largest displaced people group in the world, largely on the basis of a theology. The question is, does that theology square with Scripture? And again, that is precisely why we're offering With God on Our Side. You can order online at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or as always, you can speak with one of our resource consultants, that number 888-7000-CRI. Dr. Gary Burge was someone who was very instrumental in my thinking as I began writing The Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. And I appreciate his contributions to this subject in a lot of different venues, and in this case, particularly with respect to a contribution to this DVD, With God on Our Side, which we are now offering to our constituency. Again, you can order in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Dr. Burge, good to have you on the broadcast.
Hank, it's great to be with you again. Thank you for that nice summary. I really do hope your listeners take advantage of this opportunity to get a hold of With God on Our Side. Great film, just a stirring documentary. This director, producer, Porter Speakman, put an enormous amount of energy into this film. We've rounded up evangelicals from around the world to speak to this issue. And I think your summary, Hank, of the things which are being taught by Tim LaHaye and John Hagee and others, when you actually lay them out the way you do, in fact, as I was listening to you, Hank, it just reminded me of how disturbing that whole theological narrative actually is. We get used to it, but I think if somebody outside of the church were to listen to that narrative, they would be so disturbed by what's being taught in some of these books and churches. So, you know, With God on Our Side gives someone an opportunity to hear another narrative, and that's what we're about. We're not about condemning Israel. We're not about, you know, judging those people who are, you know, returning to Israel as Jews who have suffered in Europe. What we're really about is saying, wait a minute, there is a Christian ideology which is promoting a kind of violence to the Palestinians. And here in America, we just don't get a chance to hear that story.
And what you point out is that there are Semitic horrors like the Holocaust, but there are also untold Semitic horrors. And what I really appreciate with respect to what you have done is you have provided or identified real names and faces for the victims in the villages that were uprooted at gunpoint. So often we can talk about this and do talk about this in Christian circles as gypsies being uprooted, but you point out these are real people, real flesh and blood individuals, human beings, and in some cases they are believers committed to the cause of Christ.
Oh, absolutely. And I think when I've had a good portion of my career has been involved in this issue. And, you know, when I'm sort of discussing this issue with someone who is disagreeing with me, I know that every time I just put them in a plane and have them go with me to that country, to Israel and Palestine, and meet these Christian families, they can't believe what they're hearing and seeing. This narrative simply hasn't made its way into the public thinking at all in the United States. Let me give you an example. In March, 700 evangelicals gathered in Bethlehem for an international conference trying to tell this other side of the story. I led a group of about 35 evangelical students to this conference, and when it was over, we all got into a bus and we went to this wonderful Palestinian Christian village called Abud. And, you know, we spent an entire day in Abud on a Sunday worshiping with the Christians who were there, having meals in their homes. It was a great day. And then what happened was families in Abud took my students for a walk. And as they walked, they began to tell the story of their village and how it's encircled and how many of them have been forced to leave. And, oh, my gosh, the story just goes on and on. And, you know, my students walked out of there and they said, you know, you just don't believe it until you see it yourself. And that's what we hope God on our side is going to do.
Talk about the theology for a moment. What we're being told is that as soon as the Jews occupy Jerusalem, as soon as the Jews are back in the Holy Land, then Christians are raptured. But the sad side of the story is that two-thirds of those Jews, supposing this theology, are going to be massacred in a Holocaust that makes everything that's happened to the Jews in the past pale by comparison.
You know, Hank, there are some Christians who actually hold that view. Tim LaHaye would probably be the most extreme exponent of that sort of view. Other evangelicals have listened to that narrative and they've said, oh my gosh, that's so disturbing. Certainly that can't be true. And so today what you see happening is that there are a number of evangelicals who continue to have what they believe is a biblically mandated support for the modern state of Israel, but they have tried to let go of that dramatic Holocaust in the tribulation at the end of time. So now this is kind of getting pushed under the rug just a little bit, but folks like Tim LaHaye, they put it right up there on the flagpole.
Is it really true that those who bless Israel will be blessed of the Lord, those who curse Israel will be cursed of the Lord? Or maybe put another way, what do we mean biblically when we talk about Israel?
That's exactly a great first question. I think with each of us, whenever we have a biblical verse in front of us, the first question we have to ask is, who wrote the verse, who were the recipients, and when was it written? So that we have every verse we interpret in its proper context. The problem with that verse is that people have lifted that verse out of the book of Genesis, moved it maybe 3,000 years to the future, and then set it on a secular state that is called the State of Israel. And they've said, well, you know, your relationship to this modern State of Israel is going to determine whether or not you are blessed or cursed by God. And, you know, there are so many assumptions in that kind of a movement that I think it all should give us pause. That was a blessing that was intended for Abraham. And, of course, the covenant is going to be for Abraham and his children. And yet, faithfulness to the covenant, in other words, your relationship to the blessings which are a part of that promise, is going to be anchored to faith. It isn't anchored to your bloodline. So, therefore, the prophets of the Old Testament who come and say some really hard things to the state of Israel, you'd have to say that Isaiah is cursed by God because he's not blessing Israel. No, on the contrary. To bless Israel is to be one who is a truth teller to Israel. And that's exactly what the prophets do. And that's what we are trying to do who are involved in telling this second narrative.
Talking to Dr. Gary Burge. We're talking about a very important resource that I want to put into your hands. It's titled With God on Our Side. It's a DVD. I, as president of the Christian Research Institute, have believed for years that it is my responsibility to bring the big issues to your attention. This is a big issue, and speaking about this issue is not politically correct. It's not popular. It suddenly does not bring prosperity to a ministry. It may bring exactly the opposite to a ministry, but it is important. We do what we do because truth matters, and that is why I want to put this resource into your hands. The bottom line is this: far from facilitating race-based discrimination on the basis of our eschatological presuppositions, Christians must be equipped to communicate that Christianity knows nothing of dividing people on the basis of race. And just as evangelicalism now universally repudiates the once common appeal to Genesis chapter 9 in support of slavery of blacks, we must thoroughly and finally put to rest any thought that the Bible supports the horrors of racial discrimination, wherever and in whatever form we encounter it, whether within the borders of the United States or, in this case, in the hallowed regions of the Middle East. When I come back, we're going to be talking about the presuppositions undergirding the whole notion of Zionism. Is this indeed biblical? So many Christians think that it is. Is Israel supposed to have land approximately 30 times the present size that they now occupy? Is that what the Bible promises? We'll talk about all that and more in just a moment.
Leading Christian Zionist Michael Evans considers Palestinians a tainted and brainwashed people and contends that Palestine belongs exclusively to those who are racially and religiously Jewish. How do we respond knowing some of the people Evans denounces are our brothers and sisters in Christ? Hear the stories of Palestinian Christians firsthand on the eye-popping DVD With God on Our Side. It's our thank you for your support gift of any amount today so we can continue sharing the truths you need to hear. To give, just call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching graphics with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Whether your politics are on the right, the left, or somewhere in between, there is a more fundamental question to answer before deciding how to vote. Are Christians called to use the political process to enshrine biblical morality into law? Is legislating morality biblical? Other topics include Jehovah's Witnesses and John 1:1. New evidence advances the discussion. Mormonism, Christian, cult, or what? The Bibliographical Test Update, and in the popular Ask Hank column, Hank Hanegraaff answers the question, what's the key to interpreting Ezekiel's prophecies? Subscribe to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership. There's no question that the modern state of Israel has a right to exist, and we should defend that right. But how far should Christians go in supporting Israel's policies towards the Palestinians, especially when some of those Palestinians are our brothers and sisters in Christ? Hear from Palestinian Christians and respected theologians on the DVD With God on Our Side, our gift to you when you partner with CRI today with a gift of any amount. Your gift helps create more of the broadcast you love. So please call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Here's Hank Hanegraaff with more of the answers you need today.
Before we go back to our conversation with Dr. Gary Burge, I want to mention that this weekend I'm speaking at Transformation Church near Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you're living anywhere in the area, love to see you this weekend. I'll be speaking Saturday at 4 and 6 and then Sunday at 9 and 11. For more information, you can go to equip.org/events. Again, that's equip.org/events. Also, want to mention that if you're hanging on or you want to get your questions answered, there'll be an opportunity to do that. I'm going to stay in studio once we go off the live hour, and I will take your questions for the next hour once we go off the air. So if you want to call in for that period of time, you can give us a call anytime in the next hour or the hour after this hour. The number to dial is always 888-ASK-HANK. Speaking to Dr. Gary Burge, he's a professor of New Testament at Wheaton College and Graduate School. He is a man that I have a great deal of admiration for because he is taking a very risky position, particularly as a professor in a Christian university. And his book, Whose Land, Whose Promise, if you have not read it, is an important resource. It's his personal exploration of his feelings about the crisis in the Middle East. And it's put on paper to communicate with other Christians who share the same opinions he does and seek answers to the same questions he does. Questions like, how do I embrace a commitment to Judaism, a commitment to which I am bound by the Bible, when I sense in my deepest being that there is a profound injustice afoot in Israel? How do I celebrate the birth of a nation, the nation of Israel, when I also mourn the suffering of Arab Christians who are equally my brothers and sisters in Christ? And how do I love those Palestinian Muslims who are deeply misunderstood by all parties in the conflict? Again, Dr. Gary Burge is someone that I greatly admire, and I have personally experienced what he's talking about when he talks about the transformation that takes place when people encounter real human beings who have suffered in the conflict. In fact, I can remember so many times speaking throughout the United States and being surrounded by Palestinians. Again, they're the largest displaced people group in the world, but surrounded by Palestinians, oftentimes tearfully telling me that they didn't know of evangelicals who understood their plight. Dr. Gary Burge understands their plight and has courageously brought the plight to the fore. And when I say courageously, this is what I mean. Those who question the notion of a pre-tribulational rapture followed by a Holy Land Holocaust in which the vast majority of Jews perish are being shouted down as peddlers of godless heresy. The ultimate pejorative phrase has been coined for those who deny the heart of dispensational eschatology. They are dubbed replacement theologians, and they are said to be guilty of spreading the message of anti-Semitism. Popular dispensationalists like John Hagee, who is featured in With God on Our Side, In other words, you can watch him and hear what he really has to say. It's chilling. But they're very blunt in their denunciations. Replacement theologians, they say, are now carrying Hitler's anointing and his message. And therefore, it takes a great deal of courage to stand in the face of vilification and to do all that is permissible to see that this pseudo-eschatology, like the pseudoscience of eugenics, will fade into the shadowy recesses of history. And I want to start this segment, Dr. Burge, with that very moniker, replacement theologian.
Right.
What is the misnomer in that moniker?
Well, replacement theology, and by the way, Hank, just to go back a half step, I appreciate how you say that it takes a little bit of courage to get into this. As the friends of mine say, you've got to have tough skin to be in this game. The things which evangelicals will write about us and actually say on our telephones to us and email to us and actually say to our employers about us, it's remarkable. I have probably in my entire life never experienced more sort of anger and fury from fellow brothers and sisters in Christ than I have over this one issue. It's a mystery to me why Christians think that this is the issue they're willing to break fellowship over. But, you know, I guess the most common thing for people to say about folks like us is that we are supersessionists or replacement theologians. This was a teaching that actually was flowered in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th centuries of the church. And the idea was with the arrival of the Christian church, God had lost all interest in Judaism, and therefore all that Judaism remains to be known for is the crucifixion of Christ. And according to many historians, this teaching, this idea, really led to so much of the anti-Semitism that flourished throughout, say, the last 1800 years. Well, anyway, those of us who have expressed criticisms of the state of Israel have been called replacement theologians, as if we are saying theologically, God has no interest in Judaism any longer. Well, that's not the case. We're not talking about Judaism here. What we're doing is we're talking about the secular state of Israel, and we are raising concerns about whether or not that state has entitlements that make it above, you might say, the moral questions of the rest of the world. So for a theologian like myself, I believe, if you read Romans 9 through 11, that God has an ongoing interest in Israel. God has a place for Israel, according to Romans 11, in the future of humanity. God has not dismissed Jews because of the crucifixion of Christ. In fact, God continues to love those people because of the great ancestry that stands behind them and for how they have been a witness to God's great acts of history. So in Romans 11, Paul is clear that, you know, God has a place for Judaism in human history. The problem has been is that that place in human history has turned into an exceptionalism, an entitlement which is now promoted by Christian Zionists. And those of us who stand against that sort of exceptionalism, we are the ones who are described as replacement theologians, and that simply is a confusion of terms. If you hold to an ongoing place for Judaism in human history, you are not a replacement theologian.
One of the things I particularly appreciate about what you've brought to the fore is, as I mentioned in the first segment of today's broadcast, is the names and faces of real people so that we can identify with them not just as a mass of humanity, which it's very easy to dispense with masses, but when you actually identify real people, people like Nora Court, you suddenly start thinking, wow, maybe I should rethink my theology. Maybe I should see if what I am teaching squares with Scripture, maybe I should test all things, hold fast to that which is good. Talk about Nora Court.
Yeah, Nora is a friend of mine who is who's a part of that 150,000 or so Palestinian Christians who live in Israel, Palestine. And Nora's family had an absolutely beautiful home on the west side of Jerusalem. I've been in that home, but during the war, Israeli commando units came and expelled their entire family, and they immediately became refugees. They were actually attached to a fairly prestigious family. And so anyway, everything was lost, and they tried to go home to reclaim their house. It was only about a half mile away from where they were living. And as happened in the war of 1948, when Israel became a state, Palestinians were pushed out, and as you mentioned, about 700,000 of them were pushed out. And then the Israelis refused to let them come back to take back their territory. All of that behavior has been condemned again and again by international courts, because as soon as you expel populations and don't permit them to return, you are just basically laying the groundwork for another conflict. Anyway, so Nora today lives in the old city of Jerusalem, and she ministers there. I've been to her ministry. She has a wonderful caring ministry for women in the old city. Her family home, she looks at it every day, looking across the valley of Jerusalem. I've gone into the home before, and I've actually pretended to be the naive tourist, and I've asked the directors of the home. It's a kind of museum sort of research center right now. And I've asked them candidly, I've said, you know, tell me about the history of this house that you're in. And they tell me, oh, this is just an old house. And I said, well, yeah, well, who lived here in about 1920, 1930? And they said, well, it was a Jewish family. And I said, well, okay, but this architecture seems very Arab. Are you sure it isn't a Palestinian family? And it was really interesting. And once I began to unlock that little door, I was escorted to the front door. So what you have throughout the city of Jerusalem are stories just like Nora's. Palestinian Christians who have lost everything, now devoting their lives to taking care of the poor in the old city, and having Israeli organizations having occupied their houses, taking all of their property. I could repeat that story to you dozens and dozens and dozens of times, because it's one of the most common stories that you'll find in Jerusalem today.
Talking to Dr. Gary Burge, he is a professor of New Testament at Wheaton College and Graduate School, and he has written Whose Land, Whose Promise, and contributed to the DVD that we want to put into your hands today for your gift. The DVD is With God on Our Side. I have an endorsement on the DVD that says this: a documentary demonstrating that God is not pro-Palestinian. He is pro-peace. He's not pro-Jew. He is pro-justice. And like Peter's vision at Joppa, this film may well evoke in multitudes the quintessential sigh of understanding. Ah, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. In other words, God does not distinguish people on the basis of their race. In fact, real estate is of no concern to the Almighty. Jesus, when he was asked by his disciples about establishing another Jewish theocracy, had a completely different perspective in mind. We'll talk about that with Dr. Gary Burge when we come back from the break. Again, for your gift all this month, With God on Our Side, a DVD. It is a must-see. You can order in a safe, secure fashion online at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, you can talk to one of our resource consultants. That number, 888-7000. CRI. Be right back with more of my friend and guest, Dr. Gary Burge. Please stay tuned for that.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's flagship publication designed to equip you in doctrine, defense, and discernment. When you subscribe to the journal, you'll receive a magazine that's not only scholarly in its substance, but beautiful in its presentation, easily accessible and relevant, with stunning graphics and rich content written by respected theologians and communicators. The Christian Research Journal is a must-have resource that no Christian home should be without. Start your subscription today. Call 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back with more after this. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. If America required people of African descent to leave the country to make way for people of European ancestry, would we rightly be condemned as a nation that promoted racism and apartheid? If any of our fellow Christians attempted to justify those actions with Scripture, you and I would have a duty to protest. But in Israel today, Christian Zionists defend ethnic cleansing. The displacement of Arabs, including Palestinian Christians, to make room for Jews as a divine command. Learn more about this matter of eternal significance on the compelling DVD, With God on Our Side. Our gift to you in appreciation for your gift of any amount. With theologians and Palestinian Christians, explore the issue and decide in your own heart. Please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org and request your copy of With God on Our Side. Is legislating morality biblical? Whether your politics are on the right, the left, or somewhere in between, there is a more fundamental question to answer before deciding how to vote. Are Christians called to use the political process to enshrine biblical morality into law? The latest issue of the Christian Research Journal answers this question in a full-length viewpoint debate. The eye-catching, content-rich Christian Research Journal is CRI's flagship publication, designed to equip you in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Subscribe to the journal online at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-CRI. Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. In about 15 minutes, I'll be taking your calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Once we go off the air today, I'll be recording my answers to your questions, and I'll play that on a future edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast when I'm traveling. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. You can start calling now and call during the next hour once we go off the air as well, and I'll be answering your questions again starting in about 15 minutes right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Right now I'm talking to Dr. Gary Burge. It's an important conversation with one of the most significant voices when it comes to what is going on in the Middle East. In fact, Dr. Gary Burge has a brand new book titled Jesus in the Land, and we will have that book up on our website shortly. It is a must-read, written again by Dr. Gary Burge. And the reason I think this is so important is that we have labored under the same misconceptions that the disciples labored under. They're grievous misconceptions. The disciples expected Jesus to establish Israel as a sovereign Jewish state. In fact, that notion was so ingrained in their psyches that even as Jesus was about to ascend into heaven, remember them asking him, Jesus, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? What does Jesus do? He not only corrects their erroneous thinking, but he expands their provincial horizons from a tiny strip of land on the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea to the far reaches of the world. You will receive power, said Jesus, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. In effect, Jesus left his disciples with instructions to exit Jerusalem, to embrace the earth, to never again entertain the notion of establishing an earthly Jerusalem. They were no longer permitted to view Israel in exclusivistic, parochial categories. Their sights instead had been elevated to an Israel inclusive of Jew and Gentile. And therefore, when you hear someone like John Hagee say, Jerusalem only for the Jews, you should be alarmed. Again, all of that laid out in the DVD that we're making available to you. You can order online at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or as always, you can talk to our resource consultants, that number 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Of course, Dr. Gary Burge, my prologue, begs the question, what about your book, Jesus and the Land? How are we to view that tiny strip of land on the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea?
Right. Thanks, Hank. Well, you know, the first book I attempted to write was, you know, Whose Land, Whose Promise? And there I'm trying to address the historical and political issues which I think Christians need to be aware of. This book is a theological book, and what I'm asking is, if I am thinking Christianly, how should I think about the land? Too often in my conversations with Christians about this subject, they are actually doing Jewish theology. They are working out of Genesis or Ezekiel, and they're working out a theological view of the Middle East, which is very much embedded in a Jewish worldview. And yet I am asking the next question. I'm asking, well, yes, but did not the arrival of Christ, did not the teaching of Paul change any of this? So the New Testament makes a couple of astonishing moves I discovered. And the moves are these. In the first century, there was an enormous debate about the defense of the Holy Land because the Roman Empire had conquered it and was holding it. And what you have is an amazing silence in the New Testament about any interest in defending the Holy Land. The next thing the New Testament does is it broadens the umbrella, and it says, you know, who are the people who were the great recipients of the blessings of Abraham? And what they say in the New Testament is, Gentiles are included under the umbrella of Abraham alongside of the Jews. So in Romans chapter 4, Paul is happy to say, Abraham is the father of many nations, and by saying that, he's drawing Gentiles under the umbrella of blessing. And then the last thing the New Testament does, which I was really surprised to see, is that the New Testament turns the Jewish worldview inside out. Instead of making Jerusalem the center of the world and all interest pouring toward Jerusalem, now instead the New Testament says, the interests and energies of God's people should now go elsewhere, move away from Jerusalem, and bless the entire world. So what you have is the mission of the New Testament is really an enactment of that understanding that God's work now isn't in the entire world and not simply in one little piece of land. You can see this just in a really practical and almost silly way when I've got a group of American Christians with me and we drive by the Jordan River and they say, oh, I want to get out and get rebaptized in the Jordan or collect some sand because this water and this sand is different than any other place in the entire world. And I will acknowledge, yes, there were some wonderful biblical things happened here, but do not turn this land into a magical place. The entire world belongs to God, and therefore we are called to bring blessing to the world and not just to the state of Israel.
And I think something else needs to be underscored. In the 8th century before Christ, the Assyrians deposed the northern kingdom. In the 6th century, the Babylonians deposed the southern kingdom. In other words, we saw the exile of Israel, and the Bible uses graphic terms to depict what happened. Israel is called a prostitute, and the language and description that is used is such that you hardly dare read it in front of a small child.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the question now becomes, Dr. Burge, if that's true, if Israel was deposed from the land because of disobedience, is Israel going to be brought back into the land in disobedience?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because even if somebody holds the view that we are living in the last times and that Israel has been gathered back again in the Holy Land, then what you have to do is ask, all right, then what is Israel's relationship to the covenant? Because throughout the Old Testament and the prophets, receiving the benefits of the covenant, namely the land, is predicated on your living faithfully with the covenant. And what you have today is a modern state of Israel, which is highly secular and sharply disinterested in any of the covenant obligations that you have in the Old Testament. So you have Christian Zionists presenting a paradox. You hear them saying, this land belongs to the modern state of Israel, but the strings attached to the land, which go all the way back to Abraham, that is covenant faithfulness, those strings no longer pertain. I don't know how a Christian Zionist can actually sustain that argument. I really don't know.
Talk about the language that the Apostle Peter uses that was once reserved for national Israel and then applies it to spiritual Israel when he says, for example, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And then he says, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. So the very language that was used for Old Testament Israel seems to be applied to you and I today.
Yeah, exactly. You have the very same, Peter does this, you have the very same thing in Ephesians 2. Paul does the same thing. Those who were far off have been brought near so that this new community, this living body of Christ consists of both Jews and Gentiles, and the dividing wall that once separated them is now gone. So what you have in the New Testament is the announcement that the kingdom of God is celebrating the construction of a people that to which Jews and Gentiles equally may come together in the name of Christ to celebrate. That's exactly it. By the way, Hank, the other interesting thing about Peter and James and the New Testament writers is this. They use the language of Old Testament exile to describe their life. In other words, these Christians who were living around the Roman Empire, they ask themselves, who are we? What are we like? They describe each other as exiles in their own dispersion. They have their own diaspora. So as they are thinking about who they are men and women who understand. They are living throughout the world, and yet the Holy Land to which they aspire is actually in heaven. And that's the interesting thing you have in the New Testament. That is the ultimate place of affection because it is the place where Jesus dwells.
The question, I guess, for everybody to ask themselves is this: are you willing to sacrifice treasured traditions on the altar of biblical fidelity? I would deeply appreciate people giving an honest viewing to With God on Our Side. I think it's an important DVD. It's available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute for your gift all this month. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you talk to our resource consultants via the phone, that number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Dr. Gary Burge, we deeply appreciate your work and your courage. May God continue to richly bless you, use you for His glory and for the extension of His kingdom.
Thanks, Hank, and God blessings on your great ministry. I'm really glad you're there. You're doing fantastic work. We all really look up to you and count on you clearing the fog on so many important issues.
God bless you, my friend. Again, the DVD with God on Our Side is available. You can order in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. In just a few moments, I'll start taking calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you want your question answered, the number to start dialing right now, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. Again, in just a few moments, I'll start taking your calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I'll be recording my answers to your questions, and we'll play my answers to your questions on a future day when I'm traveling somewhere in the United States or somewhere else in the world. Again, the number to dial right now, 888-ASK-HANK, to have your questions answered right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It was mentioned during the broadcast, the Christian Research Journal, an important magazine dealing with cutting-edge issues. In the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, I unlock the key for interpreting the prophecies of Ezekiel, prophecies that are so often misunderstood, taken from their historical context, and forwarded into the 21st century. Does that make any sense? Find out in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. Again, you can order in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. You can also order via the mail. That address, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Thanks for tuning in to this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to answering your questions in just a moment at 888-ASK-HANK.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, log on to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has deepened your understanding of the Scriptures and equipped you to better defend your faith. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute, a ministry supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching graphics with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. In separate articles, Hank Hanegraaff and Steve Gregg make sense of Ezekiel's difficult temple vision. Other topics include, is legislating morality biblical? Did Jesus and Paul preach two different gospels? Are evangelicals really at war with science? An exploration of how Jack Kerouac shaped the life script of today's millennial generation. A summary critique of Mark and Grace Driscoll's controversial book, Real Marriage, The Truth About Sex, Friendship, and Life Together, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe to the journal online at equip.org. That's equip.org. If America required people of African descent to leave the country to make way for people of European ancestry, would we rightly be condemned as a nation that promoted racism and apartheid? If any of our fellow Christians attempted to justify those actions with Scripture, you and I would have a duty to protest. But in Israel today, Christian Zionists defend ethnic cleansing. The displacement of Arabs, including Palestinian Christians, to make room for Jews as a divine command. Learn more about this matter of eternal significance on the compelling DVD With God on Our Side, our gift to you in appreciation for your gift of any amount. with theologians and Palestinian Christians, explore the issue and decide in your own heart. Please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org and request your copy of With God on Our Side.